The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Now, author Adele Coffey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you're in our Galway studio, Adele, and we're going to talk about, I think, one of the last taboos in a way, which is the fact that mothers might not always like being mothers. And you wrote a thought-provoking piece about this recently. So you've been watching that Netflix film, The Lost Daughter, and this is, for people who haven't seen it, it's about a woman who basically walked away from her young children. Now, she did come back, but she described that walking away from them as, quotes, amazing. And in a way, it was one of the more transgressive films of the last year for dealing with this, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And it's really opened up a conversation around motherhood and the idea that, like you said, we might not always be enjoying it 100% of the time, and how radical it is to admit that, to say that out loud. And I'm not talking about anything as radical as, you know, leaving your children or what happens in that book and in that film. But even just saying things like, yeah, this part's really boring, or this part's really hard, or actually I didn't enjoy that part, or, you know, just those moments in the day where you're just dying for some peace so you can put two thoughts together and finish your work, whatever it may be, you're not really allowed to say it. And that film, based on the book by Elena Ferrante, sort of pushed all that out there and described it so sort of unashamedly. And I think that's a big thing, the shame that's associated with those feelings for women in particular. And I'm sure fathers have those feelings too. But I think for women in particular, it's such an idealized, almost mythologized role, the role of motherhood, that we find it very hard to be human in that role.
Yes, because I suppose there is a sense that you become some kind of a selfless saint and a kind of a martyr and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the part that I really struggled with personally.
So you're admitting this. You did find it a shock becoming a mother. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Like, it was the biggest culture shock of my life. And I say that, we always have to do the disclaimer as well. I say that in the knowledge that I am so lucky and so happy to be a mother. But the culture shock upon becoming a mother was, it was just mind-blowing, because there's this idea, you know, before you have a child, if you're lucky enough to have a child and you want a child and you have one, the idea is that it's going to be this beautiful experience. It's going to be this explosion of love. You're going to feel this instant connection to your baby when the baby's handed to you. And then you're going to have lovely times. You know, you're just going to be singing songs and playing with them, and they're going to respond. And I remember, I have this clear memory, because I was thinking about this, you know, in anticipation of doing the show. And I remember when my first baby was about 6 weeks old and my husband had to go away for work. And I remember very clearly saying to him, I just thought that she'd be a bit more rational about the baby. Like, I just, because I was applying all these sort of methods that I'd used in, say, my career, you know, intellectual rigor, organization, planning, and none of it was yielding anything. The baby just was not responding to these approaches. And I just remember that feeling of like, I don't know what to do here because nothing's working. And I hadn't really read anything about that. Like, I had read all the books, like, because that's my approach. I read everything, I research it thoroughly. And the books had told me that, you know, if I did this, this would happen. I even did the Gina Ford at one point. I was so desperate. But, you know, anyway, the book I would recommend would be Anne Enright's Making Babies, because that talks about things like frustration. That talks about that specific feeling you get when your partner, if you have a partner, leaves for the day to go to work and you're with the baby. And that's sometimes the longest 8 or 10 hours of, you know, your time in early motherhood. And I'm talking about early motherhood here, you know, where it's just nonstop. But yeah, it was such a culture shock. And because I had gone as well, I'd had babies late in life. I think that makes a difference. You've had, you know, I was 37 when I had my first baby. So you have this